The halacha that we discussed regarding the table. Shulchan Aruch writes that it's proper to leave some bread on the table for the Birkat HaMazon. Maran writes it in Kuf Peh, Halakha Aleph, En Nasir HaMapa VaLechem Ad LaHar Birkat HaMazon. You're not supposed to make the Birkat HaMazon on an empty table, and therefore you're supposed to leave the pirurim, the crumbs, and the different breads. However, if all the bread was finished, Shulchan Aruch said you should not bring a full loaf from inside and bring it on the table. That was the custom of Avodah Zarah. However, you can bring a partial loaf and put it back on the table, or if there was a loaf that was on the table that was complete, that was there from the beginning, that's also okay. The halakha writes from the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Shelach Lecha, the custom was also to leave the bones on the table at Birkat HaMazon, as well as peels and shells. Sometimes there's nitzotzot of Kiddushah in these things, and the Birkat HaMazon has the ability to extract the nitzotzot from these things. Now, of course, sometimes it's not comely to leave them on the table. Halakha says you can put it in a plate, put it on the side, and leave them there, but you should leave them on the table at least for the Birkat HaMazon.